This is the School Success Podcast, a podcast for school leaders to learn from other school leaders what's working and what's not, and to get inspiration and encouragement, as well as strategies to grow school enrollment, connect with families, retain teachers, recruit teachers, and everything in between. You guys are heroes, and I cannot thank you enough for pouring into this next generation that's coming behind us. My goal is you will take at least one thing away from every episode that you can take back to your school to make it better than it is right now. Please enjoy the School Success Podcast. Hey, school success makers, welcome to another edition of the School Success Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Slater, and it's been a while since we've done this, but we're going to do it again. We're going to do a few mini episodes to get you guys ready for enrollment and re-enrollment season, which is, wow, it is upon us. I know some of our clients, they have already started with re-enrollment for existing families, and then they're going to open up enrollment very, very soon. So we want to give you guys a few tips and strategies in the marketing world to make sure your school is ready, your website's ready, and some of those different areas that people are going to be interacting with, that they're ready for these families who are wanting to inquire to your school, and make sure you guys don't get caught off guard. So for this one to start off, for week one of this one, these are, again, like I said, going to be short mini episodes. So make sure you tune in next week for the next one, because they're all going to go together and help each other and help your school be more successful. Hey, school success makers, just a really quick break from the episode to highlight our amazing sponsors over at America's Christian Credit Union. They are celebrating 65 years of service this year, and they provide essential school banking services and a tuition financing program for schools looking to reduce their risk and administrative burden. And you guys can find out all about them on their website, americaschristiancu.com/schools. That's americaschristiancu.com/schools. They are amazing over there. And I always like to say, if you're a school that collects tuition and you have a hard time collecting all of tuition at the end of the year, maybe it comes around May, June, you're like, man, we only got collected 95 or 98% of what tuition was owed to our school. One of the things you can do is have your parents get a tuition financing loan through the credit union, and then they pay the credit union directly, and you get your funds up front at the beginning of the year as the school. So you don't have to chase people throughout the year, and you can focus on what you do best, and that is loving and educating your students. And it doesn't cost your school anything to do it. So check them out online, americaschristiancu.com/schools. All right, back to the show. The first one falls in line with your website. Now, hopefully all those listening have a website. If you don't, go get one. You need one. It is like the foundation of your school on the internet. Okay, that's where people are going to be going. They want to hear about your school, learn about your school, read up about all the things that you guys offer and do. And of course, no pressure there, but if you guys don't have a website, please reach out to us. We'd love to get you guys a website made, get you guys something that looks beautiful, that will attract people that want to go to your school. And you can, of course, reach out to us online on our website, schoolsuccessmakers.com, and we can get you taken care of there. But hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you have a good one right now, keep using it. But a couple tweaks and edits that I would encourage you guys to make on your website, just to be thinking about it. So one of the things is people look at a website in a very specific way. They look at a website in a Z pattern. So what we want to do is we want to make sure your website is designed to cater to that. And the way we do that is we want you guys to make sure you have your school's logo in the top left of the website. Because when people go to a website, traditionally speaking, they're going to start in the top left with their eyeballs. We want to make sure that they are reading your logo, seeing your name, and boom, they know what that is right away. So picture yourself, again, you're on a Google search, you're a family looking for a school. You're going to click probably the top few options or the ones on the Google listing, and you're going to go to the website. But you don't really know anything about that school yet. What you want people to know is that you want them to know your name. And so that might say what type of school you are, if you're a charter school, Christian school, classical school, Montessori school. All those things could be in your name. So boom, they're going to pick up on whatever that is, hopefully, pretty quick by seeing your logo. And then what they're going to do, their eyes are going to actually scan to the right, the top right of your website. And that is where I want you guys to have a clear call to action, a CTA for short. A call to action is just what action is it that you want them to take on your website while they're there. Now, that could be a number of different things. Every school's going to be a little bit different with how they want to do that one. It could be you know, click for a school tour. It could be download our ebook. It could be call us now, enroll now. Now, I'm a very, very big fan of being very direct on websites. I know sometimes us, these schools that we work with, they'll be like, click for more info, contact us. And those, hey, those are fine. I just think you need to be more direct in asking for somebody to do a specific action. And you guys can do that. They're already on your website. I think a lot of times we get scared trying to be like, we don't want to be pushy with our school and want to be pushing ourselves on these people. And that's not what you're doing at all. So think about it. Somebody's already on your website. They're already interested in what you have to offer. So be direct. Ask them what action it is you want them to do. Every school will be different with what you want that to be. The common ones we see come up with our clients is enroll now, tour, schedule a tour today, call now. Again, very direct verbiage. We want you guys to make sure you're doing that on the website with that call to action. And when you create that one, we actually want you to keep that call to action throughout the whole website. And that might seem like a little weird. Like, why would I repeat it over and over again? Because that's the thing you want them to do while they're on your website. So let it continue to go through the website. So let's say it's enroll now, have it be in the top right, then have it be in the middle, and then further down the website as well. Don't worry about putting it too many times, okay? So that's the second piece. And then the third and one of the most important ones is that very middle area of your website. So think about when you go to a website, even on your phone or your desktop, that middle area that you see before you scroll. So before you go to the next area, just what you see in your eyes right when you go to a website, that's what we call above the fold. So if you old school newspapers, you go back to that time, it's what is above the fold that went into the little place to sell newspapers that got people to buy the newspaper. Okay, they want to put in a couple quarters to get the newspaper because it was like the big headline. It's the same thing I want you guys to put in your mind for your website. What is that thing that's going to hook them to make them want to continue to read on your website or to inquire about something from you guys? And I think a lot of times schools miss that part. They'll say, they'll just have their logo there or just a big photo there. Or they'll say, we've been in operation since the 1950s and we were founded by so-and-so, so-and-so. That's great information. Just put it on your about page, not the homepage. Okay, this is where we're going to hook people to want them to read more on their website and see what all we are about as a school. And we want to make sure you guys aren't missing out on that opportunity. So again, this will come back to every school is going to be a little bit different about what should be in that middle area of your website. But it should be something that's a couple sentences or a very, very, very tiny paragraph that you guys can use to hook people to want them to read more. So a couple sentences about who you are as a school, what you're about, your foundation, how you love and educate students, what that can be right there. And I would look at some of the different schools in your area, maybe even like competitor schools, but ideally ones outside of your area, and see what are other schools doing. So if you're a Christian school, look at what other Christian schools are doing. If you're a charter school, look at what other charter schools are doing. And honestly, you could even look at what others are doing. So if you're a Montessori school, go look at what charter schools and Christian schools are doing, because you can get ideas from what other people have done that you might stick out and go, oh, I actually really like what they're doing with their website.
Hey, School Success Makers, just a really quick break to highlight one of our amazing sponsors, and that is ClassReach. Now, ClassReach supports schools of all sizes from application to graduation. Take charge of your school with ease, power, and mobility using ClassReach, the school management software administrators and teachers love using. You can get your free demo at ClassReach.com. That's ClassReach.com. They are amazing people, and they provide this amazing SIS software for you to keep track of your students' grades, communicating with families that are enrolled, and a whole bunch more. So again, check it all out on their website, ClassReach.com. They are awesome. All right, now back to the show.
Now, those are the three main things that I tell clients and I tell people all the time. You need to have that on your website. So you got logo top left, call to action in your top right and throughout the website. And then that main middle area before you scroll has a couple sentences that hooks people on what it is you guys do as a school. Now, if you scroll further down, there's just one more thing I'll pitch in this part area because I don't want to overwhelm you guys too much with information. But down there at the bottom, I want you to put an area that shows how easy it is to enroll or to be a part of your school. And I want you to put that into three specific buckets. And that might sound maybe a little crazy, but it's really simple. So he's like, how do people enroll in your school? So you might say the first one is, hey, how easy it is to enroll in our school. Number one, inquire. Number two, schedule a school tour. And number three, fill out an application. Like you say, you take something that might be really complicated to somebody who's never done this before, maybe first time parent or somebody that's coming in, that's moving from a public school to a Christian school, private school to public school, whatever it is. You want to make sure you're catering to what they're looking at and make it really easy for them to go, oh, this is really simple. I just need to do this. I need to do this. And I need to do this. Make it really simple. Keep it really simple. And you guys are going to see the benefit of that when people are going to your website as they are looking at re-enrollment and enrollment for the fall. You want to make sure your website is set up for success for that. All right. If you guys have any questions on any of that, you can reach out to us on our website, schoolsuccessmakers.com. You can fill out a form on there. There's also a couple of great resources, all free, that we want you guys to make sure you're connected with. One of them is our Facebook group, private Facebook community just for school leaders, called School Success Makers. I'm personally in there and I'd love to see you guys in there as well. Feel free to ask questions, post any funny memes or anything with other school leaders that are in the group. We also have an amazing weekly report that goes out called the School Success Report. And you can sign up for that on our website, schoolsuccessmakers.com. In the top right currently, there is a button there. You can click and sign up and get that. There's articles. We're going to do some different giveaways and some fun stuff with that report. Make sure you're getting that. And of course, keep tuning into the podcast. And you guys are going to be in good hands. We got you covered here at School Success Podcast. All right. So we'll be back here next week again with another mini episode, as I promised you guys. So implement these things, get ready for re-enrollment season, and it's going to be a good year. But I'll see you guys next week on the School Success Podcast. We'll see you then.